Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hi, Leslie Ann. I'm Big Chuck. Glad to have everybody listening in at the water cooler. Leslie, I know that you haven't been, but are going to Boston soon. And
yes.
I have been to Boston a number of times, including recently. And I wanted to just prepare you for a fantastic experience.
Oh, good.
In one of America's great cities. Boston is 5-star.
You know, it's funny because it's one of those cities I just haven't done, and it's not that far away. It's only 4 hours.
4 hours door-to-door from my house to downtown Boston, 4 hours, and it is a great city. It is a modern city. It is an old city. It is a tremendous walking city. You do not need a car there.
Yeah, that's nice.
And you just go out in the morning and you just walk, and it's got great neighborhoods. It's a sports town like no other, maybe one of the great sports towns for sure. And it has all these different areas. If you're into history, there's Bunker Hill and Old Ironsides. If you're into coffee shops and bookstores and things like that, there's Cambridge out there by Harvard.
Right.
All within 5 minutes of each other. If you're into seafood, it's a seafood town.
Yeah.
It's a shrimper town and a lobster town and all of that. If you're into Italian food, the North End is one of the best Italian sections. I went there on my last trip to Boston, went and had spaghetti there with my brothers, and you walk into the North End, which is a series of about maybe only 10 streets, and it's one Italian restaurant after the other.
How
do
you choose?
It's old school, and the owners and the waiters are out on the sidewalk with their aprons under their armpits and the menus and the samples.
I love it.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. And you can't get a bad meal in the North End. It's a foodie's delight for sure. But you will like it. You definitely will like it when you go. It's cultural. It has live theater and it has music venues. And the thing that I think makes it wonderful is there's, and somebody asked me, what was the difference between Boston and New York City? New York City is dark. Because of the skyscrapers. There's
not a lot
of sun that gets into Manhattan.
Yeah,
not a lot.
I know what you mean.
It can be 85 out and you got your windbreaker on because there's no sun coming in. Boston's got wide open skies, and right in the middle of it is the Boston Gardens, which is a huge park. And it's right in the middle of everything. And there's ponds with swan boats, and there's playgrounds, and there's picnic tables for thousands, and all of Boston is around it. It's
I'm looking forward to that.
It's really excellent. And you haven't been there, so you'll have to do all the chinchy cheesy. You'll have to go to Cheers. You know you will.
Boston Market.
You know you're going to go to Cheers, right?
Oh, yeah. Got to go to Cheers.
Where's Norm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norm. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, you haven't been there, though, right?
I've only been once, but I only went in for a concert, and then I was out.
Yeah, well, like I suggested when you asked about things, the duck tour is now all the rage. The duck tour is all the rage. And I know you haven't been on one.
I've seen them.
You've
and
seen
I've
them.
Always thought that looks like the most fun because it's a vehicle that's shaped like a duck that goes on the land and it pulls into the
it's
water.
It's an old World War II amphibian boat that goes on the ground and in the water. And most major cities have them. I know I've done more than 50 big Chuck buses. And if they have one, we go, whether it's Boston or Baltimore or wherever we Philadelphia. And so you need to take that because that's great. It's fun. There's probably 50 people on it, 40 or 50 people on it.
Right.
And as you ride through town, they give you the narration. And then when you come to the water, which is the Charles River there, boom, splash, you go right in.
How fun.
It is. You will like that. You will like that. That's all the rage right now is for tourists, you know. And I've done it in a number of cities, and it's a crowd pleaser.
Right. You know what I always wanted to do is a tour wherever on a Segway.
You know what? I want to do that, too.
I'd probably fall off, but I always wanted to.
No, you can do it. You can do it. The last time I was in D.C., I almost had the family ready to do it. However, at least on the D.C. one, it was $60.
Yeah.
So it was not cheap. But you had to show up, like, it left at 9 in the morning, and you had to show up at 8 for an hour training.
Training, right. They got to teach you how to use it.
And I thought, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to get on something that I need to be trained to. You can nail it. And Mark and the kids.
Oh,
that
would
could.
Be fun.
And you don't go on your own. It's a guided,
right, it's a
you know, but
thing.
It's so cool. You see these Segways all like
right.
in a line.
They're so futuristic looking.
Yeah, and like in D.C., you can scoot all around, see all the monuments and all that stuff in one-third the time as fewer schlepping and walking and stuff. You can do that, Leslie.
I want to do that and go on the duck.
Yeah, do that and go on the ducks. Yep, you will like Boston. You'll eat good. You'll enjoy yourself. Go on the Freedom Trail.
Oh, yeah.
I told you that. That's the two bricks in the middle of the sidewalk. Goes all over the city. You just get on it and start walking. 4 hours later, you'll end up where you started. And there are plaques in the Freedom Trail that tell you when you're in front of something important, like Paul Revere's house
right.
or the North Church, one if by land, two if by sea. It's a brilliant, brilliant marketing thing. And it's free.
You gotta love it.
You have to love. You will, I guarantee you, love it. And I can't wait to hear what you thought of the ducks. Because they give you the clackers. And you blow them at people when you go by.
I can't wait to quack.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. All right, Leslie, back to work.